前两天就是礼拜五的时候，我看见 LA Times 在那个 Orange County 那个版，在呈现版里面有一条新闻。
Last week, in LA Times, in the Orange County section.
我看见说有两个双胞胎的弟兄，叫做 Randall 弟兄。
There was a twin brothers of a Randall family.
他们不过是十岁。
They are just about 10 years old.
结果上了大新闻。
But they are the headline on that section.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们参加幼童军。
Because they joined the Cub Scout.
却被幼童军的组织人赶出去。
But they were expelled from a Cub Scout.
他们做了什么错事呢？
Now what did they do wrong?
他们为什么被不被接纳呢？
How come they're expelled?
原来在幼童军的宣誓中间有一句话他们不能同意。
Because in the oath or motto of the Cub Scout, there's one word that they cannot agree.
我太太对童军非常有兴趣。
My wife is very interested in scouting.
昨天我的朋友说，我太太是童子军。
And I used to tell other of my friends that my wife is a boy scout.
他们说不，你太太是女童军，不是男童军。
No, you made a mistake. She's
in girl
scout. 我
说你弄
错，
她不是女童军，她是童子军，是男童军。
He said, no, he's in boy scout.
而且她是得了男童军中间最高的奖章，叫做木章奖章。
And also, she is a wood badge winner.
其实我也不知道木章奖有什么了不起。
And I don't even know how great that wood badge is.
但是我太太说是最高奖，我就相信她是
最高奖。But my wife claimed that's the highest honor, so I believe that.
所以你相信我太太对于童子军是非常了解的。
So my wife really understands the scouting.
所以我就问她说，为什么童子军里面的宣誓有什么了不起呢？
So I said, no, what's the big deal about this oath of the scout?
因为童子军的信条里面中间，他们必须宣誓，他们向着神效忠。
Because in their oath, they have to pledge their faithfulness to the Lord, to the Lord, to God, actually.
而这个 Randall 兄弟，他们两个人为什么不能做同样宣誓呢？
And these Randall brothers, what happened?
因为他们说他们是无神论者。
Because they refuse to say the word God, and I believe they're atheist.
而他们说他们不觉得神的同在，不觉得神是这样真实。
And they say that they cannot really feel the reality of God.
十岁的孩子讲这样的话。
And they're only 10, and that's what they claim.
因为他后面有一个父亲是一个律师。
Because behind them, their father is a lawyer.
就告将官礼，就要跟童子军打仗。
So the lawyer, their father, sued Boy Scout.
我就想起原来这位先生，这位做律师的父亲。
So I realized this lawyer father.
他其实五年以前已经创造一条新闻。
And actually, even 5 years before that, already established made some headline.
原来这一位先生，他在五年以前，他的孩子还是五岁的时候，刚刚进学校。
Because when they're first entering into a kindergarten,
他们就对于每天早晨那些学生孩子们要在国旗面前宣誓，我是尊重，我要发誓尊重国旗。
And because at that time, at school, the kids has to pledge allegiance to the flag.
弟兄姊妹们，知不知道美国每一个小学生？需要向着国旗宣誓效忠。
Do you know that all the little kids at public school they have to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States?
如果你不晓得的话，这里有多少人已经规划做美国公民了？你也知道，你入美国籍的时候要宣誓对国旗效忠。
And all of you understand when you are naturalizing to become an American citizen, you have to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
而且对国旗效忠的时候，你们年轻人记不记得？你们年轻人能不能背给我们听？我不太会背哈，我说来惭愧，做了美国公民不会背啊。Yeah, 我知道，我要孩子们背。
Well, anybody can memorize the Pledge of Allegiance.
Chris, do you remember? try. How about you and John try it? Would you try it, John? I pledge allegiance to the... Margaret, help out, please.
Republic for which it stands.
你们听见没有？但是有一句话叫做 "One Nation Under God"， 在神之下是一个完整的国家。
So there's this one phrase: "It's one nation under God."
好了，这位做律师的父亲就不能接受。
So this lawyer father cannot accept that.
他就告诉他的儿子们说，你们不可以宣誓，向着国旗说是在神之下，在神的管理之下，一个独立的完整的国家。
So he told the son not to say the word God.
他们并不是不爱国，他们是爱国的。
I believe they're patriotic.
因为这个在中东战争一打的时候，他立刻把国旗挂出来。
Because when during the war, right away they fly the flag in their home.
这件事情告江官里要如何解决，这个孩子们能不能继续参加幼童军，事情的发展我还不晓得。
We don't know what this lawsuit will become, and we don't know whether this brothers can still go to become Cub Scouts.
但是有一件事情我知道。
But I know one thing.
一个年轻的孩子，他们在不同的环境里面受影响，会决定他们将来前面的道路。
But a kid at a certain environment, certain situation, they are heavily influenced to for their future decisions.
这两个孩子记者们访问他的时候，
When the reporter interviewed these two kids,
他们已经有一种观念，认为神是不可知的。
They already have the concept that God is something that you really it's not true.
而他们所受的教导，从父母那里来的影响，他所说的话已经十足是一个所有无神论人标准的答案。
And all the answers that they gave the reporter are the typical atheist.
我不知道是出于他们个人的经验，还是出于父母的教导。
I don't know whether that's from their own experience or from the teaching of their parents.
我实在为着这两个孩子照片很可爱的，胖嘟嘟，很可爱。
This pair of brothers, they are so lovely, you know, from the picture they look, you know, chubby, real cute.
但弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得他们前途会如何。
But I really don't know what their future is going to be.
在我们传福音的过程中间，常常遇见不同背景、不同信仰的人。
In our when we preach gospel to to other people, we come across all walks of people.
有些时候我们不能给他们一个标准的答案。
Sometimes we can't give a standard kind of a message.
我从前有一段时间传福音的时候，遇见一些信不同宗教信仰，比如说佛教。
Sometimes I come across Buddhists.
也有些人他们是什么都不相信。
Some don't believe anything.
所谓的无神论者。
So-called atheists.
你要知道，在无神论者中间还有两种不同，有一种根本不相信神的存在。
Even among the atheists, there are two different kinds. One doesn't believe the existence of God.
有一种是相信神不能被人认识。
And the other kind is that they believe that God cannot be really recognized and be known by man, be experienced by man.
所以在英文里面有两个字，一个叫 atheist, 一个叫 agnostic.
So there's two words actually. One is atheist, one is agnostic.
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 大部分人说他们无神论其实不是不相信有一位神，而是不能认识这位神。
And most atheists, they claim themselves to be atheists. Actually, they're not. They're just they believe that God is something that cannot be experienced by man.
所以我们需要知道怎样得的智慧，能够向不同的人传福音，叫他们都能接受。
So we have to ask for wisdom so that we can preach to different kind of people.
保罗怎么说的呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗在哥林多前书第九章里面这样告诉我。
In the First Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said this.
他说，像犹太人，我就是犹太人，还因为要得着犹太人。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20, it said, "And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews."
他说，我向着律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，我要得律法以下的人。
To those who are under the law, as under the law through not, though not being myself under the law, that I might win them all who are under the law.
换句话说，保罗对于犹太人的背景非常的了解。
So Paul really understands the background of Jews.
他自己是犹太人，所以他说他能够做犹太人。
Well, he himself is Jewish, so he can be Jew.
他虽然不再在律法的捆绑之下，但是他熟悉律法。
Although he's not under the boundaries of the law, he is still under the law.
他说，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，我要得没有律法的人。
He said, for those who are under the law, I become just the same, so that I can win them.
你不要以为保罗是一个不讲律法，好像枉做非为的人。
You see, don't mistaken as if Paul is not under any kind of law. He's a sort of a lawlessness in his lawless.
他是不用律法主义来衡量在别人的身上。
He is just did not put people under the law to judge them.
换句话说，他向着外邦人就不用向犹太人传福音的方法来对他们传讲耶稣基督。
So to the Gentiles, he does not use the same method as he used for the Jews.
他说：“其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。”
Because he said it's not that I don't have any law, just before the Lord, exactly I was under the law.
向软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，我要得。我要得软弱的人。
To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
And I become all things to all men, that I may be all means, I may by all means save some.
这个不是说保罗在杀人犯的面前他就变杀人犯。
This does not mean that before a killer, Paul become a killer.
他不是说在打麻将的人面前他就变打麻将的人。
It doesn't mean that.In front of those who plays mahjong, he become one that plays mahjong also.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里乃是讲到他有不同的背景，向着不同背景的人，他给他们不同的方法，让他们能够接受耶稣基督。
Paul is saying that in the different backgrounds, he used those backgrounds to preach the gospel.
像什么样的人就做什么样的人。
And he will become like the ones that he preached the gospel to.
无论如何总要救些人。
By all means, he will want to save some.
我心里实在被保罗这个态度感动，无论如何总要救些人。
I'm really deeply touched and deeply moved by this kind of attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们必须自己在主的面前有这样一种心愿。
So we really should have this kind of intention before the Lord.
让我们的心胸是开阔的。
So that our heart will be open.
而且我们应当有不同的知识，知道怎样帮助不同的人。
And also we have to gain the different kind of knowledge so that we can help different kind of people.
今天中国人，我们在我们自己同胞中间传福音，倒不一定遇见无神的人。
And among Chinese, you very rarely come across anybody who's a true atheist.
我想我们最常遇见的是信仰不同宗教或者是佛教的人。
And actually, we come across people who believe in different religion and mostly Buddhism.
有些时候，佛教徒他们不是相信没有不相，并不是相信没有神。
And actually, the Buddhist does not are those that are not really not believe in God, the existence of God.
只是他不知道是哪一位神。
It's just that he doesn't know who this God is.
我在密苏里的时候，那里我告诉弟兄姊妹，收集了很多的见证。
And over in Missouri, I collected quite a few personal testimonies.
其中有两个佛教徒的背景。
There are two among them are Buddhists in their background.
你知道，我们中国人如果他没有特别宗教信仰，很多的时候就是传统的信仰，也就是靠近佛教的信仰。
And as a Chinese, sometimes if you don't have any specific religion, and because of tradition, you consider yourself Buddhist.
你知道这个佛教徒他说从小是一个虔诚的佛教徒。
He said this one is a very, very devoted Christian, Buddhist.
但是他说的很奇妙，他说其实我也不太清楚我相信的是什么。
But then he said, well, actually, I really don't exactly understand what I really believe in.
但是知道一件事情，很早就起来烧香。
But he said, I do believe one thing, that I burn incense all the time.
他们家里每一个人都是虔诚的佛教徒，所以每天早上要做早课的。
And every one of them are very devout Buddhism, so everybody get up in the morning and do that routine.
他从小的记忆就是这样。
And that's her childhood memory.
并且因为这样一种背景带出来，他对基督教有相当的敌意。
So because of that kind of background, he's really, she's really against the, Christianity.
这个姊妹写得很诚实。她说，并且学校里面有个老师是个基督徒，对我很不好。
And this sister has been very honest. He said, and also there's a teacher in my school who's happened to be a Christian who's very, very mean to me.
所以她对基督教很厌恶。
So he's really, really despised Christianity.
那么他们怎么会有机会听见福音呢？
Then how come she got the chance to have the opportunity to listen to the gospel?
原来她有一个阿姨是基督徒。
Because it turned out that she's got an aunt who is a Christian.
所以就在家里面，有时候来访问的时候，就带她唱诗歌。
So sometimes when the aunt visited her, she will lead her in singing hymns.
讲基督耶稣的故事。
And sometimes will tell the story of Jesus.
她说很稀奇，她的心就被耶稣基督这个人所吸引。
So it's very amazing that she was just attracted by Jesus, this person.
但是等到他发现耶稣这个人原来就是他们所说的基督教。
And later on, he found out this person Jesus is exactly what what the Christianity is about.
他就非常生气。
And then she became very very angry.
他说好啊，原来我的阿姨跟我讲这么多好听的小朋友的故事，原来都是要我信基督教。
And then she realized, oh, all those nice stories my aunt told me is that all the purpose is all just trying to get me to believe in Christianity.
他说原来唱的诗歌这些事情这么好听的诗歌他从小就唱喜欢唱诗歌都是叫我信耶稣
And then she realized all the songs that the aunt taught her are all about believing in Jesus
所以他气得不得了
So she was very very mad
他也没有什么理由就发誓说不要再信耶稣不要信碰基督教
And so for no reason at all she just no she just make up her mind not to believe in not to believe in Christianity
所以弟兄姊妹你看我们对于这些所谓佛教徒的背景我们了解有多少
So you see this is how we understand some of the Buddhists
他们很多时候其实根本没有一个固定的原因或者说得出来的原因他们要反对耶稣
Sometimes you see it's not really any reasonable reason that they have that they just want to be against Christianity
很多人反对耶稣没有道理的
A lot of people they are against Christianity withJust really, there's no reason.
这就是我们常常遇见传福音的对象，他们不同的背景。
Now this is something we always come across.
我不晓得这个姊妹他们在这样的光景里面有多久。
I don't know how long is the sister in this kind of situation.
有一天，她的母亲陪另外一个朋友去做身体检查。
Once her mother took a friend of theirs to have a physical.
结果检查的结果，他那个妈妈的朋友倒没有事。
And turned out that that friend was all right.
他的妈妈一查出来，倒是有了 cancer， 有了癌症。
But it turned out that her own mom, got cancer.
你看，去陪身体检查的人，你知道我在台湾很了解，很多时候医院检查呀，很喜欢找个伴儿一起去。
You know, in Taiwan, I understand a lot of times when you want to go for a physical, you always grab someone to come go with you together.
因为什么？因为他们可以安排在同一个病房一个房间里住上一两天。
Because sometimes that's those kind of a thorough physical, then they can arrange them both staying in the same ward in the same room for a few days.
两个好朋友就叽叽呱呱可以谈一整天两天，这
很好的机会。And then the good friend they can really stay together for a few days and they can talk.
如果一个人去身体检查的话，那一两天就非常寂寞。
And if you just go alone, then those few days become very, very lonely.
好，接着一去，她的妈妈查出来有癌症。
And turn out her mom's got cancer.
她的父亲就不相信，赶快再找一个人去检查。
So her father does not believe that. So right away they get another doctor to have another exam.
这个第二个医生的意见，立刻就要开刀。
And the second doctor's opinion is that she needs surgery right away.
结果开刀之后 ，cancer 这个割除的手情形不错。
And turn out the operation successful.
但是在恢复的时候，他就这个排泄的系统不通。
But during the recovery period, there's some problem with the elimination process.
所以就非常的痛苦。
And she's very painful.
照着佛教徒所知道的，他就去烧香、去拜拜、去喝那个香灰的符水。
So according to the Buddhist habit, they just go and burn incense to go worship the idol in the shrine.And even to drink the ashes from the burned incense.
结果并没有好。
And it's not all right.
当然，他的阿姨也来向他传福音。
And at that time, of course, that aunt came over to preach gospel to them.
不知道在医院里面多少的时间。
Don't know how long they stayed. She stayed in the hospital.
后来，他的医院里面来了同房，又是一位基督徒。
And then there's another patient moving to the room. Happened to be another Christian.
所以也奇怪，他就邀请他的母亲祷告。
So that Christian just invited her mother to pray.
祷告之后，第二天好了。
And after they prayed, the following day, her mother was healed.
所以你知道，那些相信这个佛教徒的背景，对于神迹是完全能够接受的。
So you see, a Buddhist can really can easily accept the fact of miracle.
而且事实上他们是追求各样的神迹
And actually Buddhists are the ones that seek after miracles
不要以为中国人才是这样
So don't think only Chinese are like that
圣经里面告诉我们保罗说犹太人是寻求神希利尼人是寻求智慧犹太人也是寻求神迹
And Paul told us that the Greeks are after wisdom but Jews are after miracles
你知道我们的思想，我们的人的构造有各种不同的，每个人身体灵魂它各方面强点不一样。
So you know when our everybody have a different made up, strong point, whether in our soul, in our body, in the spirit, they're all very different.
有些人是相信理智的。
Some people are really strong believers in reasoning.
他是唯理派，一切不合乎理性的他都不接受。
And he's realistic, and anything that's not reasonable, he will not accept.
但是有些人却不是在理性这边着手的。
But some people doesn't approach things that way.
他却是在一个他说感觉。可触摸那些感觉里面，他来寻求。
And some people they're more
in touch, something to be in touch.
They are more essential in a way. Yeah.
他的母，你知道的犹太人，他有背景，是犹太人有许多神迹的背景。
And the Jews got all kinds of backgrounds about miracles.
所以大部分的犹太人能够接受神迹。
So most of the Jews they can accept miracles.
佛教里面传说许许多多神迹的事情。
And in the Buddhism, there are all kinds of miracles that was recorded.
所以常常我们向着佛教都传福音的时候，你不要跟他讲许许多多，真理的问题，他一下不能接受。
So when you preach gospel to a Buddhist, you don't have to really emphasize so much on the doctrine, on the truth.
但是叫他祷告是很容易的。
But it was very easy to ask them to pray.
但是要注意就是这件事情。
But you have to be careful.
当你带一个佛教徒来祷告的时候，
When you lead a Buddhist to pray,
你一定要知道他所祷告的是谁。
You have to be careful that who are they praying to.
有很多时候你带了佛教徒祷告，他也不晓得他向什么时候谁哪一位神祷告，东祷告一个西祷告一个，到底后来哪一位神听他的祷告他也搞不清楚。
Because sometimes when you do that, they will pray toward this God, toward that God, and then later on, eventually, now when the prayer is answered, now who is the one that really answered the prayer? Nobody knows.
所以你这样子花的代价为他祷告，奉着主的名寻求这样一个经历，对于他来讲却没有真实的帮助。
So sometimes when you really put an effort to pray for him and in God's name and in Jesus' name to pray, and turn out it's not effective.
你不要因为佛教徒的背景，他很容易去祷告，你就心里很欢喜，你要非常的当心。
So don't be so happy because a Buddhist can be led to pray easily. Don't be happy with that because you have to be extra careful in that sense.
你知道这个希腊人或者是圣经里讲这些当时的情景，他们也是信奉各样的偶像。
You see, even Greeks and then they also believe in all kinds of idols.
保罗的教导跟榜样就非常的好。
And so the example of Paul is excellent.
当保罗到达雅典的时候，
When Paul went to Athens,
遇见那里许多人在那里游行，为什么呢？
And they saw the people that are parading.
他们游行正好那天是那一个卫士之神的生日。
And that day they parade for that unknown God.
奇怪啊，神是卫士之神，却有一个生日。
You see, this the God is an unknown God, and yet they have a birthday that they have a parade on that day.
那天他们庆祝，来庆祝卫士之神。
So that day they celebrate for this unknown God.
其实这是有个缘故，有背景的。
And actually, there's a background.
你知道拜偶像的人很怕他没有把所有的神明都拜到。
You see, the person who worship idols, they have a fear. They are fear to offend some god that they did not worship.
那一些拜偶像的人心里没有平安，总是觉得有一个神他没有拜到。
And sometimes they don't have this peace because they are afraid that they missed one that they want to that they missed the god that they forgot to worship.
所以不晓得哪个聪明的希腊人就发明说，有一位神是卫士之神。
So there's this wisdom, this very very maybe a very very wise Greek.Just invented this unknown God.
你拜了这位卫士之神，所有无名的神你没有拜到，都在这个里面，因为你没有规定是哪一位 ，unspecified.
So they have to. So they invented this unknown God. As long as you worship this unknown God, it's because it's not specified. So you can take care of that business.
我同学的哥哥在他毕业的时候找了六个很好的朋友。
This a brother of my classmate. During his graduation, he invited six good friends.
他们六个好朋友毕业都照了一张照片。
And during when they graduated, they took a picture together.
照片底下还有印了一些字.
And then there's some words they'd written under.
他们说这是天下七大才子.
They say that this is the seven wonderful talents in this world.
那么人家说, 诶,
and they said, no, just a minute. There's only six people in this picture. How come you say this seven greatest talents in this world?
所以不愧他们是天下七大才子, 他们这样回答。
And so
他们真是天下七大才子,所以这样回答。
They are rare indeed talents, and they are greatest talents because 他说, they give this kind of answer.
他说我们早讲好了。
I said, we already agreed.
怕有人不服气。
Because we're afraid, as long as somebody who's not he's not convinced, he does not want to admit that these six, these are the seven greatest wonderful talents.
凡是跟我们反对,
so as long as somebody who does not agree with that, who want to challenge, and that person will be the seventh.
我想有这样智慧的人会发明一个叫卫士之神。
So somebody with this kind of talent will invent a god who is called unknown god.
保罗在那里就看见他们在卫士之神的祭坛面前游行。
And so Paul saw those Greeks, they are parading and they're worshiping this unknown god.
你读使徒行传17章你会读到这件事情。
And that story was recorded in Acts 17.
等到他们保罗就对他们说，我看你们凡事非常敬畏鬼神。
So Paul said that I noticed you fear God.
他说我经过看见你们有一座坛上面写的卫士之神是你们所不认识而敬拜的。
And I saw this shrine that was for you to worship this unknown God.
你看保罗的智慧，他不去打击他们。
So you see the wisdom of Paul. He did not come outright and object to that.
因为他已经说过, 他向着什么样的人,
so he already said that to anybody, he will become like that.
当他看见这些希腊人拜卫士之神的时候, 他心里面没有定罪他们,
so he did not judge.
他了解他们的心态是什么?
He understands their motivation.
他说我看你们实在是凡事非常敬畏鬼神。
He said, yes, indeed, I know you really fear God and fear God.
但是我现在告诉你一件事情。
But let me tell you one thing.
开始他就讲到神的创造。So
he's starting to tell them the creation.
他说创造宇宙和其中万物的神就是天地的主。
He said, though the one who created heaven and earth is the Lord and Master of all earth.
你知道那些敬拜卫士之神的人希望认识最高的一位神。
You see, all those who worship idols and worship that unknown God, they really wanted to know that God, that highest God, no, above all gods.
在我第一次遇见蔡泽金弟兄跟他传福音的时候,
the very first time when I met Brother Tai and when I preached gospel to him,
他那时候是信, 亚丹教,
一贯道,
一贯道,
and at that time, he's a believer of 一贯道.
我对他说你要信耶稣。
And I told him, you have to believe in Jesus.
他说耶稣我知道。
He said, yes, I know Jesus.
他是我们敬拜的神里面的第四位。
And he's the fourth one, fourth God that we worship.
他们把神排秩序排到耶稣第四个。
They line up all these gods and Jesus happened to be the number four.
所以耶稣的法力是第四名。
Because his power is the fourth one.
但是我问他说你拜的最伟大的神，你们最大的神是谁呢？
So I asked him, which one is the greatest God you worship?
很稀奇，他说不出来，
and somehow he couldn't give me that description.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里对他们说，创造宇宙万物的神和天地的主。
So here Paul introduced them this one God that who created heaven and earth and who is the master and the Lord of all.
这句话吸引了那些听话的人。
And then this really attracts those people who's there.
所以有些时候你读诗篇里面，他说我们的耶和华在诸神之上，在万神之上。今天晚上，今天早上我们读的诗篇138篇，事实上也说，诸神面前我要称颂耶和华。So
actually, in the Psalms we read so many times. A lot of times he mentioned that he is above all gods. He's above everything.
这并不是说写诗人糊涂，不晓得天地之间只有一位真神。
It doesn't really mean that the psalmist is so confused. He did not know that there's only one true God in heaven and earth.
而是因为在以色列当地，在迦南的民族中间，他们是拜惯偶像的，有许多的神，许多的主，他们在那里敬拜。
And rather because of those people, the people from Canaan, the background of idol worship, they worship all kinds of idols. They call them gods.
写诗的人是为了站在他们的感觉和地位中间来讲到神是唯一。都有最高的神。
So the psalmist is standing in that kind of a background and acclaim that God, our God is the one that's above all God.
所以你就知道你要对怎么样传福音，你要做什么样的人，你必须了解他的背景和他的想法。
So you really have to understand the background and of the one who you preach gospel to.
保罗也对哥林多人说，虽然有许多的神，许多的主，但是真神只有一位，基督耶稣。
And he claimed to the people in Corinth, he said that although there's only one true God among all these gods.
保罗并且对于那一个在雅典的人，不仅讲了创造天地的唯一独一的真神。
And not so he preached the creation not only to Athens, to the people in Athens.
他也讲到说，这一位神不住在人手所造的殿里面。
And then he also said that this God does not dwell in the house that was built by man's hand.
因为那些雅典人所拜的神都住在他们自己的偶像庙里面。
Because all those idols they worship are all supposed to live in those shrines.
保罗就从这里开始引起他们注意，对他们讲解说明神是怎样的一位。
So from that point that Paul stirred up their interest to explain true God to them.
如果我们有这样的知识，这样的了解，传福音的时候，对于那些拜偶像的人，我们不是要或者好像offend 他们，叫他们生气。
So when you have this kind of understanding, then when you preach the gospel, you don't have to really offend people with what they are believing right now.
反而是引他们进入真理。
But rather you lead them into the truth.
保罗又对他们说，就是你们中间作诗的人也有这样讲的。
So then even Paul mentioned that even the psalmist among you say the same thing.
他说我们也是神所生的。
And they also say that we were produced, we were born of those gods.
所以保罗对于希腊的文化，对于他们哲学的思想和背景有这样的了解，而且他里面有这样一种感受。
So Paul really understands their background, their philosophical, their historic background, and also he really understands their heart.
这就是我们传福音所要注意到。
So this is what we really have to pay attention when we preach the gospel.
我们传福音的时候，要他懂得路上，在他懂得的事情上面，给他往前一步看见真理。
Now when we preach the gospel, we have to base on what they understand at that point, and then lead them forward to get closer to the truth.
而不是否定以及他们所有从前的知识。
And not to deny everything they believe and all the knowledge they have.
有些人告诉我，佛教徒背景，他说他们看见过很多的神迹。
A lot of Buddhists told me that they witnessed a lot of miracles too.
我们不必去否认他所经历的神迹。
Let's not deny all the things that they claim to be miracles.
他们说的很多很多他们个人的见证和经历。
A lot of times they have their personal testimonies and experiences.
你不要去否认他的经历，你没法子否认他的经历，对不对？
You don't have to deny what they experience, right?
但是你要站在真理的基础上面，叫他们看见这一位真神是怎样的一位。
But you have to base on this truth, and then you have to tell them who this true God is.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，但是这位神不像是人用他的心思手艺所雕刻的金银石头。
So he says that this God is not like the one that was made of those gold and silver and through the skillfulness of man's hand.
你看这里保罗虽然看见满城的偶像，心里焦急。
Although Paul was so disturbed when he sees all these idols filled in the whole city.
但是他所着手的点却不是。我们今天所讲否定一切。
But he started very gentle and he does not come out and offend everybody.
当然等到真理真正显明的时候，有些人接受，有些人否定，有些人跟他争论。
Of course, when the truth is really preached, there will be somebody who will agree and somebody will disagree and somebody will persecute him.
我们也知道保罗讲的真理哪一点他们不能接受。
And we also know that a certain part of the truth Paul preached that they cannot accept.
就是保罗讲到耶稣基督从死里复活，做了审判万有的主的时候。
It's about the resurrection. It's about after resurrection, the Lord becomes the one who judges all.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗虽然说这样的什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。
So although Paul did say that I become the person, who I preach gospel to.
他却没有在真理上面妥协。
But he does not compromise in truth.
我的时间不够，这些孩子们回来了。
Okay, then my time is up because I see the children coming back.
我讲一个，再讲一个简单的见证。
Let me tell you a very simple testimony.
也是一个在佛教背景家庭里面长大的孩子。
And also there's another Buddhist.
他说他拜偶像一直到一个程度，他希望长大了以后有一个，但是他能够画一幅很好的这个偶像的个观音的像。
He said she said she's so devoted that she really want to grow up and to be a great painter so that he can paint a portrait of 观音。
但是他在学校里面，他们有一次老师邀请他们参加一个查经班。
But then when she's at school and the teacher invited them to go to a Bible study.
这个老师是非常有趣的。
And this teacher is very interesting.
这个老师本来是一个无神论者。
This teacher used to be an atheist.
刚才我们讲了无神论者的问题。
And we talked about atheists before.
你知道无神论者有一次 D.L. Moody 在一个地方传福音。
And once D.L. Moody preached the gospel in a certain place.
他正在讲台上面的时候，有人递给他一个纸条。
And when he's preaching, and somebody passed along a little note.
他也不知道是什么人给他的，因为这么多人他搞不清楚。
And he didn't know where that note come from.
他以为是一个报告的事情。
He thought it was a certain announcement.
但是他等他打开了一看，那个纸上只写了一个字。
But when he opened that piece of paper, there's only one word written in that paper.
你知道，因为 D.L. Moody 是美国人，所以他写的字当然是英文了。第一个字叫做 fool。傻瓜，笨蛋，愚丸。
that word is fool.
第二目的很有极致啊。
And he is very, very witty.
你知道这个写这个字的人，当然是说第二目的你是个傻瓜。
And of course, the person who wrote that note is trying to say that you're a fool.
但是 D.L. Moody 怎么回答呢？
But what did D.L. Moody say?
他说我一生经历许许多多稀奇的事情。
He said, oh, I experienced all kinds of wonderful, interesting things in my life.
我也收到很多的信。
And I also received a lot of letters.
很多人信写完了以后忘记签名。
And some people even forgot to sign after they wrote me the letter.
但是今天我收到的条子只有一个字。
And today I received this letter that's only one word.
这个人他签了字没有信息给我。
And this guy who signed his name but forgot to write the letter.
他说他签的字是什么呢？
And what is the name he signed?
他说他签的字叫做愚顽人。
He said it's fool.
他立刻把他的信息题目转过来，用诗篇十四篇说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
And right away he changed the message into preaching the Psalm 14. He said fool claim that there's no God.
The fool says there's no God in their heart.
The fool says there's no God in their heart.
当然，这篇信息是非常有灵感的信息。
And of course, that has become a wonderful, powerful message.
我们刚刚讲这个姊妹，她的老师是个无神论者。
And that this sister, this teacher is an atheist.
怎么会去研究圣经呢？
How come she become a Christian?
因为他们要担任课外活动的指导老师。
Because she has to be a director in the extracurricular activities.
我不晓得哈，这里很高兴看见梁文清他们回来聚会。这个姊妹是马来西亚，他们也是马来西亚。你知道马来西亚学校是不是这样子啊
？I don't know. This story came from Malaysia, where Alfred and Patricia came from.
他为了要做那个课外活动的指导，
in order to become a director in the extracurricular activities, so she has to go study he has to study the Bible.
这位弟兄后来不仅信了主。他在学员传道会在马来西亚传福音。
And not only later on he became a Christian, he also served in campus and campus crusade in Malaysia.
他把他自己教书的工作也放下。
And eventually he dropped the teaching job.
在这个过程中间，他就邀请这位姊妹去聚会。
In the process, the teacher asked our sister to have a Bible study.
很稀奇的一件事情。
And So something interesting happened.
他听了一些福音，听了一些圣经知识之后。
And after she listened to some Bible, some knowledge in the Bible.
虽然他的老师叫他信耶稣，他却不肯信。
Although the teacher asked her to receive the Lord, she didn't want to.
可是有一天，这个姊妹让她晚上要睡觉之前。
But one day, when this sister was about to go to bed.
福音的种子已经在她心里面。
And the seeds of the gospel is already in her.
她忽然听见一个声音对她说。
All of a sudden, she heard a voice, telling her.
她说你是一个罪人。
He said, you are a sinner.
她说我也没有杀人放火。
He said, no, I'm not a sinner. I didn't do anything wrong.
我怎么有罪呢？
How come I'm a sinner?
但这个声音对她说，你虽然没有杀人放火。
Then but this voice tells her that although you did not go kill or set fire,
她说但是你欺骗父母。
But you cheat your parents.
你偷他们的钱。
You stole their money.
你偷东西。
You steal things.
这个姊妹哑口无言。
And this sister just couldn't answer to that.
她立刻想起她小学时候偷了她妈妈的钱去买东西。
Right away, she remembered that when she was in elementary school, she stole her mother's money to buy something.
去买东西也要偷东西。
And not only to go buy something, also she went to steal something.
这个叫一不做二不休，钱既然偷来的，东西也可以偷来。
She does two crimes in one shot.
那个是个开店的一个老头子。
And that's the old man, the storekeeper.
所以他们就几个同学趁他去买东西，趁他不在的时候多摆几包在口袋里。
So those classmates, they went together, they went into the store, and when the old man is not paying attention, they put a few more package into their pocket.
老板没有说买一送一，他们自己买一送一。
And it was not buy one get one free, and they helped themselves. She helped themselves.
这个声音对他说你欺骗。
And this voice tells her that you cheat.
因此这个姊妹立刻就发现她需要有一个人来救她。
And right away, that sister realized that she has to be saved by someone.
她知道耶稣基督是唯一能够救她脱离罪的。
And she knew at that time that Jesus is the only one who can save her from sin.
她就在那里祷告。
So right there, she prayed.
也没有人教她。
And nobody taught her.
圣灵自己教导她。
And Holy Spirit taught her.
这是他第一次有声音来祷告。
And that's the very first prayer she uttered.
他说我是一个罪人。
And she said, I'm a sinner.
我不能救自己。
I cannot save myself.
我要求耶稣基督住在我的心里。
I want Jesus to come into my heart.
赦免我的罪。
To forgive my sins.
你来做我的救主。
Come in to become my savior.
你看他祷告的太好了。
And that's a wonderful prayer, isn't it?
这是一个标准待人得救的祷告。
Because that's a very typical sinner's prayer.
他并且说求你来求主耶稣你来掌管我前面的道路。
And she also prayed that Lord Jesus, now you be in control of all my future.
他奉主的名祷告。
And in Jesus' name she prayed.
祷告完了以后心里还是不能平静。
And after that, she still didn't have this peace in her.
另外有个声音控告她说你是真的祷告吗？
And there's another voice that accused her. She said, are you ready? Do you really mean it?
她就第二次再祷告。
So she prayed again.
等到第二次祷告完了以后。
So after the second time,
他说我真的邀请耶稣基督做我心里。
Indeed, I invited Jesus to come into my heart.
立刻他里面大为释放大为喜
悦。Right away, inside was totally delivered.
充满了平安。
It was filled with peace.
然后他慢慢看见神所创的一切原来地上的万物都是神所创造的。
Then right away, she's starting to realize that all things were created by this God.
他看见花草树木每一件事情都是那样美丽。
And she realized all the creation, all the grass, the flowers, they're so beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹你看这个人的他的救信主以后真是不一样。
And so you see that this changed right away after she believed in the Lord.
这位姊妹现在也在侍奉主。
Now this sister now is serving God also.
所以弟兄姊妹你知道神会做一个工作叫人里面对于罪有感觉对于罪他不能胜过他对于罪必须折服在神的救恩底下。Oh, I'm sorry.
So you see, God can make us understand that we are sinners, that we are really beyond ourselves. And,
我们的几个，我的大女儿跟第二个女儿小学时候是在这个 Garden Grove 一个小学叫 Thomas Paine Elementary School.
Mark and Dorothy used to go to Thomas Paine when they were in grade school.
你们知不知道 Thomas Paine 是一个 atheist?
Do you know Thomas Paine is an atheist?
他写了一本相当好的书。
He wrote a book.
叫做《理性的时代》。
He said the
Age of
the Age of Reasoning.
但是我告诉你，没有一个人因为读了这本书而心里面被看见自己的罪。
And nobody will really recognize the sin they committed.
没有人因为看了理性的时代而在神的面前降卑下来。
And I have to read that kind of book, and eventually will bow down before the Lord.
你没有一个人因为看了 Ingersoll 的论著。
Nobody reads the, nobody really come to this kind of conviction after reading Ingersoll.
Ingersoll 也是一位无神论者。
And he's also an atheist. Nobody had this true joy after to read the writings of, from the atheist.
当他们看了这些书以后，都非常的下沉。
After they read those books, you become so heavy, you just have the depressed.
好些无神论的人最后以自杀结束他的生命。
A lot of atheists eventually committed suicide to end their life.
但是当你看见福音的时候，
But when you read the gospel,
既然神的光定罪你，叫你里面受责备，看见自己这个罪人。
Although the light from the Lord make you really convicted you and make you see the sin in you.
却叫你因为信耶稣，大有喜乐，大有平安，大有能力，大有盼望。
But rather, because then turn around when you believe in the Lord, and then you will be filled with joy and peace and hope.
保罗说：“向着什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。”
So Paul says to those, to whoever I become the same.
因为保罗里面是知道是福音能够满足每一个人的需要。
Because deep down inside, Paul understands that gospel can satisfy every man.
我在这里讲了两个佛教徒怎么样信主的事情。
I told you the story about two Buddhists becoming Christians.
所以你不要以为他信了佛教了，好了，就他已经有固定宗教信仰，他就不会信耶稣，不一定的。
So don't give up when you come across a Buddhist and you think, okay, he's got his own religion, that's fine.
就是不神论者也会信主的。
Even atheists, they can believe in the Lord.
因为我们有一位神要做奇妙的工作在个人心里。
Because our God is a wonderful God who will do wonderful work in man.
但是需要我们里面对各式各样的人都有了解，都有同情，并且都有负担。
But we have to have this understanding and burden and sympathy to all kind of man.
也许我们不能每一个人都像保罗说，向着犹太人，我就做犹太人。你做犹太人，他也不要你做犹太人。
Maybe we really cannot do like Paul's claim, because to the Jews we can't be Jews.
我也向犹太人传过福音。
And I did preach gospel to Jews before.
并且我也能说旧约里面的故事给他们听。
And I can tell them the story in the Old Testament.
我真是遇见一位犹太人，他说，嘿。你对犹太人故事，我们民族的故事，知道比我还清楚。
And there's one Jew say, "Hey, you're not a Jew, but you really know our stories."
是因为我们读旧约。
But yes, indeed, because we study the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹们，向着什么样的人，我们做什么样的人。
So we,
先决的条件是什么
？So how can we become how can we become like someone?
我们要了解并且知道他们的背景。
Because we have to understand, we have to know their background.
不是辩论。
We don't argue.
而是引导。
And rather we lead,
让他们看见真理，
so that they can see the truth.
我没有办法讲更多，因为时间实在到了，并且超过了。
And we really, we have to stop.
我们感谢主，有各种不同的见证在我们周围。
We praise the Lord that we are surrounded by all these testimonies.
求主给我们里面传福音的负担。
We urge you to preach the gospel.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
主与我们同在。
The Lord will be with us.
主要帮助我们传扬福音。
And the Lord will help us to preach the gospel.
在我们没有的智慧上面，主要增添我们的智慧。
And in our emptiness, that the Lord will fill us.
无论如何，总要救些人。
By all means, we shall save some.
感谢主，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
赞美主耶稣，今天早晨求你把圣灵的能力赐给你的儿女。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will give us strength.
也给我们个人需要的智慧。
And give us wisdom.
叫我们能像什么样的人就做什么样的人。
So we become like the one we will preach gospel to.
为要叫我们能够救这样的人。
So that we can save some.
无论如何，总要救些人。
By all means to save some.
主，求你祝福教会。
Lord, we pray that you will bless the church.
当我们往外传福音的时候，
When we go out to preach the gospel,
你把各式各样的人安排在我们的路上，
and you provided all walks of all kinds of people in our walk,
叫我们经历各样神的大能，
so that we can experience all kinds of powers from you,
我们看见各样得救的故事，
and then we can experience all kinds of stories that people receive you,
好叫我们更多相信你是独一的真神，
so that we believe you are the one and only God,
并且你会做奇妙的事，
and we know that you will do wonderful things,
谢谢你。
We thank you.
常与我们同在。
Be with us always.
靠耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.